Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The basis of our meditation is the gospel lesson just read. You may be seated. It must have been quite a scene. It is noon. The sun is high in the sky, and a very tired, hot, thirsty Jesus is seated by a well with no way to draw water. Along comes a Samaritan woman to draw water, and she chooses to ignore the man who is seated by the well. John tells the reader parenthetically that Jews do not associate with Samaritans. One can almost hear the incredulity in her voice as she responds to Jesus' request for a drink with her negative response. Our Lord, so thirsty, thirsty for that cool, refreshing drink of water, turns her negative response into an offer wherein he proposes to satisfy her thirst, a thirst of which she is not aware. He offers her a drink of living water. Now, this woman is pretty quick-witted. She asks Jesus a most insightful question. Are you greater than our father Jacob? Jesus answers in the affirmative. Yes, he is greater than Jacob. For Jacob's water does not become in one a spring of water welling up to eternal life. Jesus offers water that is spiritual, not material, heavenly, not earthly, permanent, not transient. The woman desires this water, yet she needs to confess her sinfulness. And Jesus, you catch this, with a really marvelous pastoral approach to this situation, opens wide the door and gives this woman an opportunity to confess her sins. And confess she does, for Jesus touches her conscience. She speaks the truth, for she has no husband. And just as the loving father in the parable of the lost son stopped his son in the middle of his very well-rehearsed confession, so Jesus now completes this woman's confession. Her words affirm the truth of what Jesus has said. She does not deny, but she confesses, "I can see you are a prophet." She is saying, in effect, "Yes, you are correct about my life." Where does she go to receive forgiveness for her sins? Does she go to the temple in Jerusalem? Or does she go up on Mount Gerizim in Samaria? Well, who better to ask than the prophet right in front of her? And so she does. And Jesus tells her, yes, there is a difference between Gerizim and Jerusalem. Jesus tells her Jerusalem and Gerizim are not two equals. They are not two different roads that are leading to the same destination. For the Messiah would be a Jew, not a Samaritan. And yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. They are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. She need not go to the temple in Jerusalem, and she need not climb the Mount Gerizim. As a beloved child of the Heavenly Father, she has direct access to Him who forgives her sins as an act of grace through faith in the Messiah. She is to worship the Father in spirit and truth, and there is truth. There is an objective reality, and so she worships the one true God. There is truth. There is an objective reality. And so Jesus is the Messiah, the Christ of God, the Savior of the world. There is truth. There is an objective reality. And in the worship life of God's people, our faith believes and trusts in the promises of God. We worship the Father in spirit, and that subjective reality is covered by those words, in spirit, for with the entirety of our person, we worship this one true God. And so Jesus is saying, in effect, to this woman, you need not go anywhere. You can receive God's gifts now. The gift of forgiveness, the gift of life, the gift of salvation. Receive the Father's pardons for your sins and return to Him your spirit's gratitude. As a final act of divine compassion, Jesus reveals to this woman the truth of His person. She mentions the coming of the Messiah, and Jesus reveals to her the essence of His divine nature. Ego eimi, He says. I am. He is the great I am. Most of you seated here will soon be pastors in the Lord's church, and you will have many Samaritans come into your life. There will be those who will separate themselves from the church. They do so because they genuinely believe that Christians do not associate with the Samaritans of this world. Do not leave them thirsty. Do not leave them thirsty as they draw from the well of this world. Offer them living water. Lead them to the prophet. Tell them of Christ. Hear their confession. Absolve them of their sins. Teach them to worship in spirit and truth. For He who speaks through you speaks to them. Amen.